Going to go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 17th, 2019. The time is 10:19 a.m. We are on day 21. First agenda item is prayer. I've asked Congressman Big Horse to say the morning prayer for us.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. God, Heavenly Father, in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I come to you this morning, dear God, Heavenly Father, with a humble heart. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you reach around this globe, dear God, Heavenly Father, and where there's chaos, I just ask that you bring peace, dear God, Heavenly Father. Where there's dissension, dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you find compromise, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, as we go forward with the people's business, dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you be with each and every one of our Congress members here, dear God, Heavenly Father. Be with our chiefs, dear God, Heavenly Father. I ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And item two is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Garcia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Congressman Maker is still recovering from surgery. I've reached out to him, and hopefully he'll make it at some point this session. We are on approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for April 16.
Second.
Motion to approve the legislative journal from April 16th by Congresswoman Goodfox. It was seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Is there discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Journal is approved. We're now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, those in attendance. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning. We are reporting Bill ONCA 1906, an act to create the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board to advise the executive and legislative branches on taxation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. The co-sponsor is Congressman Mason. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. Also, ONCR 1908, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. At this time, I would like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place... suspend the rules and place ONCR 1908 back to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt to advance ONCR 1908 to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. It was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. It's a rule suspension. There's no discussion.
Point of order. I don't think it's an advance, it's a commit, right?
Commit.
Thank you.
Would you withdraw and restate?
You stated advance, I said move, so it's the same, but you said advance, so we can commit and move. ONCR 1908 back to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Place.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, it's committed back to General Order Day 2. Are there any other select committees to report out? They will move on to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. I would like, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday and would like to report some of our actions we reviewed. An appointee, Mark Goad, for the Osage LLC board. The final committee action was candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, and Pratt. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other standing committees to be reported out? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Government Operations Committee met on a resolution, on ONCR 1910, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Code, Election Board Rules and Regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. Sponsors Alice Goodfox. The dates of the meeting were April 11th and April 16th. Final committee action is no recommendation, with three yes votes from Big Horse, Potts, and Whitehorn, two no votes, Pratt and Edwards, one absent, Maker. The committee also met on consideration of Teresa Lamson as the executive branch appointee to Osage News Editorial Board. The date of the meeting was yesterday. Final committee action is the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no legal, ethical, or legal barriers to service. Yes votes by Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Pratt, Whitehorn, one absent, Maker.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Was that Teresa Lamson? It was just read. Move to place Teresa Lamson on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation by Congress.
Okay. Motion to place Teresa Lamson on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation by Congresswoman Whitehorn. It was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, Teresa Lamson will be on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation.
The committee was also assigned the task of accepting nominations for the editorial board appointee from the legislative branch. The first person appointed, or the first person nominated, was Lou King. The date of the meeting considering Lou King was April 16th and April 17th. The final committee action is the candidate is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes by Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Pratt, and Whitehorn, one absent, Maker. Committee also met on appointee or nominee Louise Redcorn. The day of meeting was this morning. Final committee action is as candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. Final vote is yes votes from Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Pratt, and Whitehorn, one absent, Maker. The committee proposed or passed the following recommendation, which is found on the Government Operations Committee report of today's date. Committee recommendation is as follows. The committee recommends that Congress, by motion and majority vote of the members present, elect one of two nominees, Lou King or Louise Redcorn, as the legislative appointee to the Osage News Editorial Board. At this time, I move that the Speaker place consideration of appointee to the Osage News Editorial, the legislative appointee to the Osage News Editorial Board on tomorrow's agenda. Confirmation on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion by Congresswoman Edwards to place confirmation of legislative Osage News Editorial Board appointee on tomorrow's agenda. It was seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Is there any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I didn't state who the appointee would be to be confirmed, because Congress either needs to take up the recommendation of the committee to vote by majority vote or some other way of deciding who that appointee will be. But it is my hope that we will take that recommendation vote to see who the nominee is today and then move to confirm tomorrow.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, the motion carries. Are there any other standing committees to report? Congressman Mason.
Mr. Speaker and members of Congress, Kahika Wata. The Health and Social Services Committee would like to report out reference bill number ONCA 1870, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16, ONC sections 3-102, 3-104, and 3-105, to add 16 ONC section 3-106 and 3-107, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. The legislation, piece of legislation, the bill was referenced, and we had meetings on September the 5th, 2018, March 27th, 2019, March 28th, 2019, April 1, 2019, April 3, 2019, April 9, 2019, and April 16, 2019. Final committee action is do pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, without objection, I'm going to advance bill number ONCA 1870 to general order day one on tomorrow's agenda. Seeing no objection. Any other standing committees to report? Congresswoman Pratt, is there? I think there's a culture report in there. ONCA 1938. In my packet. Historic preservation appropriation. Okay, we'll move on. Seeing no other standing committees to report, we'll move to introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I would like to introduce an unnumbered bill. I didn't have the opportunity to get its number. And before I read the title, I'd just like to kind of jar our memories. Late in session, but the Attorney General was here the first day of session. We honored her, and we had water attorneys here, and we spoke about having a meeting. So we did have that meeting on April 8th. So I want to introduce the resolution that came out of that meeting. I received this information yesterday. So it's to authorize the Office of the Attorney General to negotiate the terms and conditions of an appropriate agreement protecting certain legal interests, property rights, and natural resources of the Osage Nation. I'm going to give this to the clerk for its number, and you guys have some information that was an outcome of that meeting that outlines what the meeting was that we had on April 8th in Commerce, Gaming, and Land, and it should be in your email pertaining to this, and feel free to ask me any questions about it. Thank you.
Are there any other bills or resolutions to be introduced?
Wait, what?
Any other bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading ONCA 1940, an act to establish an Osage law, a budgetary process governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms and establishing limitations to establish an alternate effective date. This time, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1940 on General Order Day 1 on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1940 on today's agenda. Seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. This is a rule suspension. There's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the bill is advanced. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1913, which was just introduced, on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1913 on first reading on today's agenda. Seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Oh, Congresswoman Pratt. Once again, this is a rule suspension. There's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the resolution is advanced. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. I'm reading in ONCA 1941, an act to amend ONCA 1820, which authorized and appropriated up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Pawhuska Overlay Service Area, to expand it to the Hominy service area and to establish an alternate effective date. This is amending language. There are not dollars attached to this particular bill. This is expanding the language to include the Hominy service area because they are preparing to reapply for Pawhuska. And they can only be awarded one, but they're going to submit grants for Pawhuska and Hominy. They can only be awarded one, so these funds will be used for either or, depending on which one is awarded. So I would like to advance, suspend the rules, and place ONCA 1941 on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt to place ONCA 1941 on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. It was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Rule suspension, there's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
One no by Congresswoman Edwards. Was that the only no? Okay, that was the only no. ONCA 1941 will be on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Okay, we will now move to General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Whitehorn, we're still on bills and resolutions on first reading.
May I have a copy of that? Members of Congress, I would like to read in again resolution number 1913 to authorize the Office of the Attorney General to negotiate the terms and conditions of an appropriate agreement protecting certain legal interests, property rights, and natural resources of the Osage Nation. Thank you.
ONCR 1913 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. All I'll withdraw that assignment for now. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1913 on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn to suspend the rules, modify the agenda. No, suspend the rules and place ONCR 1913 on tomorrow's agenda on General Order Day 2. Second by Congresswoman Pratt. There's no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
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 One no by Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congressman, that was a no calls. Too.
Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Motion passes.
Point of inquiry. With these bills that are moving from being introduced to being prepared to make amendments tomorrow without the benefit of having information about them, can I move to request that the sponsors provide a memo to the members so that we can understand what's going on with respect to those bills?
You can do that publicly like you're doing now, or you could also do it by way of an email. So I would consider this a request by Congresswoman Edwards that the sponsors provide a memo describing what the bills do, since we haven't had a committee meeting to discuss. Congresswoman Whitehorn, then Congresswoman Goodfox.
There's already a memo from the Attorney General that I mentioned in first reading that should be in your inbox to explain this resolution.
That was, yes, that's correct. It was just stamped in, and it hasn't been,
has it been
provided yet, and it will be soon. It's been sent. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I would be fine with that, and the reason I voted no is because there's a GovOps meeting scheduled for tomorrow, and I just heard discussion from a few members that they were in favor of coming in on Saturday and then Monday, and I'd be in favor of extending the session. I think the discussion amongst members 2 weeks ago or even a week ago was, what I was told was that several people wanted to be out of here by Thursday and had made that decision, but apparently that's changed because we're on day 21 and we're standing at the podium introducing bills and resolutions. So, and there's special circumstances for that, and that sometimes happens. So is the plan to extend the session and we still can have committee meetings, or I'm really not sure where we're at because I've heard so much discussion on ending Thursday and now coming in Saturday and then coming in Monday, and I'm like, well, if we're going to come in Monday, then let's extend the session and go the rest of the week and have committee meetings, and here are the bills and resolutions that are being presented on day 21 in committee.
We have to go into committee of the whole for the discussion of the plans for extending session and moving legislation.
Second.
Could you repeat the motion, please?
To go into committee of the whole for discussion on plans to extend the session and move legislation.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon made the second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, we are now in committee of the whole. Congresswoman Edwards.
I do have committee meeting set for tomorrow, also next Tuesday and Thursday. I'm just trying to get some guidance. I do have amendments to propose on some of the legislation that's moving through the course, and it was my understanding from the speaker, and I think we need to take direction from the speaker, that's his job, that he was not going to encourage fast-tracking once something was engrossed. It wasn't going to be on that day's agenda. It was going to be on the next day's agenda, which was going to give us time to prepare, and I appreciated that. But we are getting up against a time crunch. I know that. But I am definitely going to need the time to know when bills are going to be on the agenda and prepare for possible amendments. And I know there are others that want to do that too. And I'm sure we're all swamped because we have a lot of legislation still pending. So I'd like for us to make an agreement as to how we're going to do this, because I can't be prepared on 5 minutes' notice to propose amendments that I think are important to legislation. So I just like a game plan and have us all stick by it if we can.
So there's been discussion for at least a week about adjourning tomorrow. There's no doubt there's quite a bit of legislation that is stacking up that's still in committee. We've got probably a dozen bills on today's agenda that would need to be fast-tracked, engrossed, passed, signed. I did, in the beginning of session, request that especially the Budget Control Act not be fast-tracked in any way, let it take its natural progression. It's common practice for us towards the end of the end of sessions, and especially in special sessions, to fast-track and pass legislation out. I would consider this committee of the whole right now an opportunity for those of us to express their wishes. I would anticipate there are a bill or two or three or four, I don't know, that are facing a pocket veto. So for us to go ahead and pass and spend the time going forward processing that legislation may be a waste of time. However, some others may feel different. I'll stop there, but I still have other thoughts, and I'll express those throughout the course of this discussion. So would anyone else like to express themselves? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
As people have said at the table, I've heard that we're trying to get out of here on Thursday also. Viewing the bulk of legislation still in committee and that on the floor, and to me the importance of it, whether it gets pocket vetoed or not, I believe it's our duty and obligation to get legislation in the best shape to serve the Osage people as we possibly can while we're doing our work. So, sure, it'd be wonderful to leave on Thursday, but the last day of our regular session is scheduled for Monday. I'm on to stay here. I'm on to extend. Even if we are going to have pocket vetoes, I still think it gives us the opportunity while the legislation's in our minds and in front of us to discuss it and to get it in the best condition, whether it has to be, whether it's pocket vetoed or has to be re-upped and refiled for a later session. So I'm here, and whatever we need to do to get our processes and our legislation in the best condition, I'm on. So that's my feeling for it. If we need to extend 3 days, I'm here for that too.
Congressman Mason and Congresswoman Goodfox.
Your permission, I'll stand up. In the old days, I put a red and blue on and get an eagle wing before I start talking. This is now. We're in a committee as a whole. And this is, to me, as a Christian man, this is an important weekend. Tomorrow is a very special day in many denominations called Holy Thursday, followed by Good Friday and a Holy Saturday and then an Easter Sunday. For me, one individual who has some obligations with my church family back in Tulsa, you know, this is probably the most celebrant time coming up. And I'm into that. I love my Osage people a great deal. I love this Congress and what we do here a great deal, and I love my Father God. There's some things set aside, and you know, it's hard for me to focus on one thing and another thing and combination of things on a weekend like this. There are some people going into a Native American church for their Easter meetings. They're in preparation. They've got to get their mind and their heart kind of set for these kind of things. The things that we have in front of us, these papers and this legislation, they're all for, and they should be for the good of our people, for the betterment of our people. We should be able to make our decisions in a clean manner, with a clean mind, clean heart, so that when our decisions do come out in behalf of our people, it will be a good decision. I, for one, I took an oath a long time ago, several of them, and for us to go forward and go as long as we need to go, take care of the business at hand, as I've said to many of the other speakers who have said in your position, I'll follow your lead, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Congressman Mason. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Well, I know that there were a few members that were discussing possible Saturday coming in that I overheard. And while I could make myself available, I think that there are other members that have plans that they've had for quite some time, and I know a few of us are getting ready for POD meeting or getting our families ready to go into POD meeting, and that's, you know, that we've got some stuff to take care of there, so I'm not in favor of meeting on Saturday, but I am in favor of meeting Monday and extending the session. And then having those days so that we can still go to committee meetings with some of this legislation.
Okay, we know where you stand. Congressman Potts?
I would be agreeable to that. Meeting on Monday and extending for 3 days.
Know where you stand. Congresswoman Stabler?
Express the same. Willing to extend.
Does anyone feel differently? Congresswoman Pratt?
I don't feel differently.
You feel the same?
Same.
Does anyone feel differently? Apparently not. Okay. Is there any reason to stay in the committee of the whole?
Move to come out of committee of the whole.
Second.
Motion to come out of the committee of the whole by Congresswoman Good Fox, seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are out of committee of the whole and on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of inquiry, will the request to extend session form be circulated? Or do we not have to do that anymore? Or what do we
need? It can be done by motion.
Okay.
On Monday or today. That it would be necessary today. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have a point of inquiry too. Where were we before we went into committee of the whole? Did we complete all the votes and stuff? Okay.
I've got that we're on general order day one, second reading, the first bill, which is 1863.
Thank you.
1863 is an act to amend the Open Records Act at 15 ONC section 8-102 and 8-103 to include electronic mail sent on devices owned by the Osage Nation or accounts operated by the Osage Nation as public records, and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1907 is an act to amend 19 ONC section 3101, et cetera, and include new sections of law to clarify the laws intended to satisfy the Osage constitutional mandates for the Congress to establish a merit-principled system of employment, to authorize the Department of Human Resources of the Osage Nation to implement the system, to include a grievance procedure and exhaustion requirement prior to seeking review in the trial court. I'm not really sure that heading is correct, but okay.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Potts.
Speaker, reading ONCA 1915, an act to authorize the OCG's to host and conduct fair and unbiased forums leading up to the OCG elections to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. ONCA 1921, an act to appropriate $83,076 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for wildland fire equipment purchases and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in ONCA 1933. An act to amend ONCA 1848 to appropriate the amount of $69,158 to the housing assistance, ONAP, and to reduce the tribal appropriation to the Education Department JOM program in the amount of $69,158 and to appropriate $114,639 in non-tribal revenue to the Education JOM department and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman Pratt.
ONCA 1938, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $390,829 to historic preservation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Hold on, Congresswoman. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. ONCA 1940, an act to establish an Osage Law budgetary process governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms, establishing limitations, to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCR 1911, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2020 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. First is ONCR 1906, a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for the execution of an unmanned aerial vehicles access agreement with Honeywell International, Inc. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCR 1912, a resolution to approve the First Amendment to the Land Management Farming and Grazing Lease between the Osage Nation and the Osage Nation Ranch, LLC, entered on the 10th day of April 2017. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. We will move to bills and resolutions on third reading. We're on bill number ONCA 19, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to advance ONCR 1906 and ONCR 1912 from general order to third reading on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Thank you. Motion to advance ONCR 1906 and ONCR 1912 to tomorrow's agenda on third reading after engrossment by Congresswoman Whitehorn. It was seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, they'll be on tomorrow's agenda on third reading. Okay, move to bills and resolutions on third reading. First is ONCA 1912, an act to establish a fund for home loan and down payment assistance for first-time home buyers to all members of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to proceed?
Split my time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of Congress. The National Indian Gaming Commission, in a 2005 memo, discussed the use of net gaming revenues by the tribes for the general welfare to the tribal members of the tribes. It stated, when tribes establish government programs to benefit individual members, those programs should, one, be created in response to a recognized need within the tribe, two, have eligibility criteria to determine which members qualify to participate, and three, not discriminate by including some members and excluding others without reasonable justification. The Osage Nation Housing Department has been administering federal home loan down payment assistance for some time. The Federal Housing and Urban Development Agency, HUD, a federal agency, publishes rules and regulations governing the criteria for Native Americans and Osage tribal members to receive federal assistance in that arena. At some point, the executive branch requested and the Osage Congress agreed to set aside tribal finances for Osage first-time home buyers who did not qualify for the federal assistance. Currently, there are no Osage Nation rules and regulations governing how those funds may be accessed or distributed. However, there are approved policies and procedures. Those policies and procedures limit the use of funds to members residing only in the state of Oklahoma. This bill provides for a fund to appropriate dollars for home down payment and loan assistance, and closing assistance to all qualifying Osage members wherever located within the 50 United States and Puerto Rico. These qualifications are called for to be set out in accordance with Osage law and rules and regulations governing expenditure from the fund. The bill specifically provides that all Osages residing within the 50 states and Puerto Rico are eligible to apply for home loan down payment assistance. The Osage Nation proudly provides over $10 million to all Osages in the form of a health benefit. It has other direct assistance benefits as well. This would be yet another opportunity for all Osage members that are in need of first-time home loan and down payment assistance to apply for the direct assistance that we are able to provide through the use of gaming revenues. This is in keeping with the policies of the National Indian Gaming Commission. There is a fiscal analysis that has been provided for ONCA 1912. It's posted on the website for all the members to see and all the public to see. It was prepared by our budget analyst, Megan Sneed. It says that the legislation will establish in law a first-time home buyer and down payment assistance program to qualifying Osage Nation members, administered in the Osage Nation Housing Department. The estimated fiscal impact is as follows. The average first-time home buyer per the U.S. Department of Housing is between the ages of 18 and 45. There are 9,171 Osage members between the ages of 18 and 54, and in 2018, 0.1% of those members were served by the existing ONHAP first-time home buyer program. If there is a 100% increase in down payment assistance, that would allow 18 members to participate, making a financial impact of $63,000. It can be assumed that in the future, more money will be needed to be appropriated, but at this time, that amount is uncertain. In speaking with the officials of the Housing Department, you will recall that they said that this money was exhausted, even within the state of Oklahoma was exhausted early on, and that only 7 members were actually able to be assisted this year. It is my hope and goal that we will establish this fund, appropriate to the fund, get some rules and regulations put in place that will clearly advise our members how they may access these tribal funds. It will be modeled in part after the federal guidelines, but extend those guidelines a certain percentage so that many Osage Nation, first-time home buyers who currently can't qualify for the federal funds will be able to access the tribal funds. I encourage your support for all our Osage people with this direct assistance. Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. I mean, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I don't have a speech prepared, and I'm going to hop around a little bit, but I'm going to tell you how I came to my decision on how I'm going to be voting on this. I don't own a lot of homes, and I've only bought one home in my 45 years, and it took me 6 years to save the money to come up with the down payment, but I did it. And there's a ripple effect here. We do provide scholarships to every Osage wherever you live, and hopefully people are taking advantage of that so that they can get their education, get their degree, even an advanced degree, to go out and hopefully get gainful employment, to make good dollars so that they can save their money for housing. And as I was thinking about this bill the last couple of days, I thought about Congresswoman Pratt and I were blessed to have been raised in the Hominy Indian Village, surrounded by our elders. A lot of those homes were paid for during the days of when Head Right money was good. They were paid for in cash. And those homes are still standing, and we have new generations of people living in those homes. Where I think that we're failing is with senior housing, because the one question that I get asked as I travel through different states, the one question I get asked repeatedly is, when are you guys going to take it seriously and start appropriating dollars and get a fund for senior housing? I have had questions from Osages in California, Texas, Arizona, and even the East Coast. And so, while I think that it is nice to put tribal dollars into first-time homeowners assistance, I also think that we are doing our part in providing scholarship money to help individuals get better jobs, to make more money to put down for their assistance. I also want to say that while I don't disagree that it's a good thing to help people with their down payment, we're also talking about people that are probably going to be in their 20s, 30s, 40s. They're able to work, provide for themselves, more so than elders. I think we better do a better job of taking care of our elders because they took care of us. And I'm not trying to convince anyone to vote yes or no. I'm just telling you how I arrived at my decision to vote no. And just a quick little, I did reach out to the executive branch and I asked, how many people are on the waiting list for our senior housing? And the answer was 30. Currently, we have two out-of-state applicants that are on the wait list. Of the 25 units, there are three that have moved from out of state, Texas, Colorado, Arkansas. And the other question that I asked that I thought was important was, when did we start construction and when did we end construction? And the answer was 2001 and 2006. So since the start of this new government, we have not built any senior housing with all of those millions and millions of dollars of gaming revenue. We have not taken care of our elders and housing.
1 minute.
And I think that we need to change that. And not just this body. I think that the executive and legislative branch need to make it a priority. Thank you.
Congresswoman Stabler, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you. I would love to support this bill, but I can't. I want to see more benefits go out to the nation as a whole, but I just don't think we have, it wouldn't be financially responsible for us to extend onto something like this when we do have a lot of other needs that I feel have as much a priority, if not more. And I'm talking about the elderly. Besides apartment living or elderly living, I'm thinking more of assisted living and nursing home. We have a huge, huge population advancing every day beyond retirement age. And there's nothing really here for them except the apartments. And the apartments we have are not assisted living apartments. They're just senior apartments. They get their grass mowed, their light bulbs changed, that sort of thing. It's a nice living for those who still have independent living. So I would rather see us start moving toward something that could also serve all the people. Just as Congresswoman Goodfox stated, you know, there's some people coming from out of state. I guess that's always been my vision and my dream, is that we build something for our elderly that they would come home and they would come here to live and we could take care of them completely. So that's my premise for not voting on this today. I hope we also get to a financial state where we can come up with all kinds of programs beyond this even for our people. I think that that's important. But right now, you know, we struggle with the big three. And so I just don't think we can do that right now. Thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be supporting this legislation today. I agree that we need to do more for our elders. I believe that. But I also believe that this has been a priority of this government already, which is why the down payment assistance program already exists. The problem is it's not properly funded, and it doesn't apply to all Osages, which we have all sat at this table and taken an oath to serve. The issue isn't whether or not we should serve our elders or should serve those in their 20s, 30s, and 40s who are first-time home buyers. We already serve first-time home buyers. It's making this program applicable to all Osages, regardless of where they live. It says that an Osage in California is just as much Osage as an Osage in Texas or Arkansas or somebody that's living here in Osage County. The nation already serves first-time home buyers. This program makes it applicable to all Osages. And I agree that we need to do more to serve our elders. Happy to work with anybody on that topic. Just because we should serve our elders shouldn't prevent us from serving all Osages. I yield my time.
Anyone else? Congresswoman Whitehorn?